100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. Morning came a little earlier for some people, I guess. Yeah, those clocks. Or did it not come earlier? Who knows? I don't know. What's the deal? Why do we keep doing this? Why do we keep doing this? The weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. At oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Hi, I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, getting the script backwards. Oh, and apparently I'm signed up for the first shot of the, I think it's Moderna vaccine, on Tuesday. You know, all this signing up at the county and state and city and this authority and that authority. And what do? I go to CVS.com. Go figure. Oh, well. Free enterprise. Oh, right. The weekly challenge. What was the topic this week? Tilting. So, we're going to hear a bunch of stories on the topic of tilting, and then I'll be back to wrap things up. How does that sound?
Greetings, everyone. This is Jay Radimus back again for Weekly Challenge 777 with the topic Tilting and a story called Tommy's Steel Balls. Darkness, a metallic scrape followed by dulled clinging, electronics buzzing to life, light, then rolling, falling, landing, shuddering into a socket. A spring winds in a rising pitch of compression. A pause, then a soft swish and an incredible punch. Immediate acceleration, rising, banking, turning, dipping. A cacophony of electromechanical music, punctuated by chirps, chimes, zips, non-stop movement, crashing into every surface, immediately impelled in another direction. A bump from below, the floor shifts unexpectedly. A sharp buzzer screeches. Suddenly, everything goes dead. All is quiet. Pathetic, echoing rumble. Over a precipice. Falling. A thud. Darkness. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Tora Rosaino here with a story on the word tilting. The tilting tower of Pisa is more remarkable than its more prosaic cousin, the leaning tower, for no matter what angle you look at it from, it always tilts to your left or your right. If you try going close up to determine the direction it is really tilting, you only get confused. People who fly cameras and drones around and above the tilting tower obtain footage that they can make no sense of. Some take the tilting tower to be proof that we are living in a simulated world, and the tilting tower is a bug in the simulation.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic tilting. It's called A Titanic Effort. The tilting was quite noticeable now. I had to prop my music stand between my knees, and a stray flute had begun a steady roll across the floor. Our conductor raised his hands, and the sounds of Strauss rang out amidst the shouts and screams around us. Now fighting to stay upright, we battled on bravely, determined to finish this one final performance. Barely aware of the terror and panic, we played on, until, one by one, the notes were stilled as the icy waters claimed us for their own. Leaving only the music of waves and tortured metal. There you go. Nice cheerful one for you. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Imagine being in hospital. You can't move. You can barely breathe. No one believes you. Imagine peering through the window and seeing the elegant bridge crossing the river all lit up, beautiful at night. Imagine the little dots of light coming from the fishing boats like fireflies. Yes, imagine, smiling and thinking, I will die in a few minutes, but I'll die having the most gorgeous view. Imagine that they still don't believe you, and you still can't breathe. But you're smiling. You're smiling because that tilted postcard window is your hope. Your only hope. The hope that keeps you breathing. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The sun was a problem. From the position he'd taken, it was blinding him. He blinked, and colored blotches filled his vision. This was no good. It wouldn't do at all. Thankfully, such things were easily fixed. And he adjusted the angle of his hat, tilting it so that the brim shaded his eyes from the sun's glare. Blinking rapidly to adjust, his sight began to clear, and he squinted ahead, watching and waiting for the critical moment. The sound of motorcycles filled the street, and the motorcade came into view. From behind the grassy knoll,
three shots
rang out.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Tilting for Fun and Profit. In poker, if you're not intent on winning for a long, long time, you can deal hands that will drive players insane. The goal is to create a tilting so strong, the moment you go for the kill, hands may well go for your throat. Best to have serious muscle close at hand. I got this deep move of faro shuffles that serves up pairs and broken straights. Most players start out with a slight tick, but hand for hand, a faro look clouds their eyes. You know the monkey brain just got its ass kicked by that old reptilian brain. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the new laptop that I'm struggling to get my regular recording program working on. And I'm falling back on using Audacity because I couldn't figure it out yet. So anyway, here's my story for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 777, with a prompt of tilting. Bilbert's father looked at his wife with a tilting half-smile. "Gee, honey, a name change? I thought you liked the name Blanket Maker." She put her hand on his arm and returned a much more endearing smile. "Of course I do, sweetie. I meant my superhero name. The Secretary. Sounds so, I don't know, weak? It elicits no fear or respect, not like nuclear fission. I want something strong and commanding." Wilbert laughed. How about Mom? She looked at her son. How about what, Wilbert? Wilbert shook his head. No, Mom. I think the name Mom is strong and commands respect. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
There's a stop sign at the corner of Main and Ash. It's been there for years. Bumper stickers for whatever band or cause or phrase of the day, slapped across the front and back, scraped off, and replaced again. The pole's not quite straight. It leans a little bit to the left, but it's never been hit or knocked over like so many signs in the neighborhood. The Main and Ashes sign's been knocked over so many times. The dead end sign too, but not the stop sign. I guess people respect a stop sign more than others. So it's still there.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of tilting. You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to check links to all the people's sites that sent in sites to check out, the text of the stories, archives of over 15 years of 100-word stories, and hopefully One A Day Until The Day I Die doesn't apply to, say, a bad reaction to the vaccine on Tuesday. There will be stories all week, though, because I record them on Monday, and, well, they'll keep going until they take the server down. Oh my God, we can't have this horrible stuff out there without someone watching it, as if I watch it. The next topic is... I just recorded the promo. I should know this. Hold on. Behind a Bush. How could you forget that? So I will see y'all tomorrow with the stories and stories and stories, and then next week, the weekly challenge, and so on and so forth, until this vaccine kills me. Thank you for being a part of this. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Keep your face covered. 6 feet distance. All that stuff. And as always, keep it brief.